Bernie Sanders was in New York City to whip up enthusiasm for a progressive platform this week at Town Hall. He believes that with Democratic control of the House, this is the moment to stop the war in Yemen and to go after Donald Trump, particularly Trump's financial involvement with foreign leaders.
You would not think that we would have to ask this question. You know, we had conservative presidents in the past, but to what degree are Trump's financial investments impacting his governmental decisions? Is he palsy-wowsy with Vladimir Putin just because he likes authoritarianism? Maybe. Or is there a financial reason as well? And the same thing is with our leader of Saudi Arabia. And what Trump's financial involvements are there as well.
Sanders also promised that the Mueller investigation is safe despite Donald Trump's appointment of his ally, acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker. Democratic senators have filed a lawsuit into the constitutionality of Whitaker's appointment, since Senate approval is required for any high-level appointments.
President Trump is going to wake up soon and find out that there is a body of the United States Congress who is going to start holding him accountable for what he does. That's pretty big. President Trump will not impede the Mueller investigation. That ain't going to happen.
And Sanders says he expects investigations into the rescue effort and cleanup effort after Hurricane Maria struck the island of Puerto Rico. Sanders, who will meet with the mayor of San Juan at his think tank in Vermont this week, says Trump's response to the tragedy on the island has been a total disaster.
Thousands of people died there, and it is incomprehensible as to how slow the rebuilding effort has been. I think you're going to see some serious investigation about the use of the United States military on the southern border of this country for political purposes.
The devastation and humanitarian crisis in Yemen is another major concern, as activists are calling on the U.S. to halt support for Saudis in Yemen. This week, five international charities urged the United States to halt all military support for the U.S.-backed, Saudi-led coalition fighting Yemen's Shiite rebels. The international charities say the warring sides have undermined Yemen's economy with policies and practices that have caused rampant inflation while the value of currency plummets. They say starvation must not be used as a weapon of war against Yemeni civilians. On Wednesday, Sanders says he plans to bring a resolution to end the war in Yemen to the Senate floor.
I and Senator Mike Lee, who's a conservative Republican from Utah, that we are going to have what we call a privileged resolution on the floor of the Senate to end U.S. involvement in the Saudi-led war in Yemen. So our job is not to support the very, very dangerous and misguided military adventurism of Saudi Arabia, but to end the war and to get humanitarian aid to a country that desperately needs it.
Sanders also says he wants to inject a sense of urgency into a progressive platform. He's taking a page from an unexpected source, the playbook of Newt Gingrich's Contract with America.
Now, I opposed everything in it, but what Gingrich did, Gingrich came in and he had a bold agenda and he moved it. We were working, 16 hours a day because he was pushing this stuff through. There's a lesson to be learned, and that is there's a lot of pain in this country right now.
Taylor Williams came to hear Sanders speak. He says the issues resonate with him, but he's hoping Sanders can bring the country back to a place where people can engage with each other on those issues.
We talk a lot about partisanship and needing to end partisan politics, and I don't think that that will ever happen. I don't know that it should happen, but I think we need to get it back to a place of civil discourse rather than, extreme vitriol. And I think that Bernie can sort of lead us in that direction.
While Sanders says all Americans are united on core issues, Trump's divisive lies require an urgent progressive agenda and a national conversation unedited by corporate media. He says his Facebook Live town halls go right to the heart of American and global concerns.
But instead of just waiting for NBC or CBS to do it, what we said we're going to do. So we did a Medicare for All town meeting in Washington. We filled up beautiful arena in the visitors, a beautiful auditorium in the visitors center. And then we live streamed it, and we had about 1.5 million people watching it.
Sanders says he's excited about the potential of holding large-scale policy discussions with the public, that it proves to him that people are prepared to sit down and engage pressing subjects.
And actually think about wonky issues and hear from different people about one of the most important issues facing the country. And then we did another one on income and wealth inequality. No senator has ever done a town meeting on income and wealth inequality.
Thank you, Barbara.
All right. And you know what? We had even more people watching that one. And this is what blew me away. And this tells you the potential. This is not an end, this is a beginning. We had more people watching an 1.5-hour town meeting on income and wealth inequality than CNN did on that night.
Mike Murphy says the things Sanders talks about are really common sense issues.
Health care for all, gun control, I mean, come on. That's painfully obvious that we need common sense gun laws. The environment, there's no doubt, in my mind at least, that the environment should be on the top of the list. I mean, the air is dirty, the water is dirty. I mean, it's just painfully obvious, in my opinion, that these things need to be addressed.
Murphy lives in what he calls Big Trump country on Long Island. He doesn't hold political discussions with his neighbors.
I keep it to myself, unfortunately, because you never know, you know, what you're going to encounter. Honestly, in this day and age, if somebody's aggravated, they're just going to take out a gun, sadly. That's my opinion. So my power is in the poll. Go and vote, plain and simple. Confronting the guy next door who doesn't believe the way I believe, sometimes you might get through, but honestly, your weight is far more effective at the polls.
Sanders says what people are talking about all over the world is progressive politics.
It's about workers' rights and workers' dignity. It's about ending discrimination in all its forms. It's about fighting sexism and racism and homophobia. But what we are trying to do is show that it's not just this or that, that what the progressive agenda is about is an agenda that speaks in every way to the needs of ordinary Americans and people throughout the world.
After the Democratic wins in the midterm elections on state, local, and national levels, it remains to be seen whether Sanders and other progressive lawmakers will actually be able to enact change. Sanders is holding his next town hall on December 3rd from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. He'll be joined by 350.org founder and author Bill McKibben and other environmental experts and activists. He'll live stream on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Jessica Brockington reporting for WBAI, New York.